Bears Hooligan Podcast coming at ya. Week 15. Bears versus Cleveland. And the Bears blow another one in the fourth. Coming at you again on a Wednesday. Game was a few days ago. Couldn't bring myself to talk about it. I just couldn't believe it. I don't know how I couldn't believe it, because this is becoming Eberflus's MO. I think this is like a record or something for teams blowing games with a lead in the fourth or some bullshit. It's becoming his signature move. It's absolutely got to be what this guy is known for. I don't know how you keep this guy around. He's now, what is it, 8-31 or 8-30, I don't know, whatever it is. He sucks. He's horrendous. He's an absolute fucking idiot. I don't know how he got hired for the job. I really don't. When you listen to the man speak, how does that guy make it through the interview? How? How does anybody hire that guy? I don't think you would hire that guy if he was wanting to be like a manager at Walmart, let alone the fucking coach of an NFL franchise. This isn't an expansion team either. This is the Chicago goddamn Bears. I don't care how bad they've sucked and for how long. How does this guy get hired to coach this team? Is that reflect on polls or not? I don't know. Because when polls got hired, they were in the middle of the coaching search too. And the Bears always do this stupid fucking shit where the McCaskies are also idiots. Probably a bigger idiot than Eberflus, most of them. I mean, that's just a really horrendous gene pool. Like, ugh. I don't know if that's inbreeding or what that is, but they're just a bunch of fucking dumbass idiots. And so they outsource their shit to, like, that Ernie Acosta guy who's, like, 100 years old. I don't know if he's even still alive. Bill Polian and all these people. And Eberflus, I think, is probably a Polian guy, most likely. He's from that family. So I'm sure definitely on the short list. So you don't know if when polls got hired, they handed him this little list of paper with like three names and Eberflus highlighted and said, hire this guy. Is it really on polls, the hiring of this clown, or is it on George McCaskey? I don't know. I'd like to blame George McCaskey and think that polls has more smarts than to hire this complete clown. But at this point, there's absolutely zero reason to keep him around, right? He's given every reason, every possible excuse in the book for firing him. I don't care how good his defense has become. Don't care. Care less. I mean, you had three picks off Joe Flacco this week. Okay. Nothing to really get too excited about. O-line's pretty decent. But a lot of those moves of what that defense is doing, too, is because of some of the guys that Poles has picked up. I mean, Poles is drafted to build that defense as well. And everybody's gotten healthy, and it's coming around. I mean, I'm not going to say Eberflus doesn't have anything to do with it. I'm sure he does. But still, being a good D coordinator and being a head coach, two different stories. Him as the head coach, he's blown four games this season in the fourth quarter. They would be in the playoffs. This team would be in the playoff hunt where they should be. So zero reason to keep him around. Zero. I don't care if he wins the rest of the games this season. He has to be gone. With what they're going to be doing in this offseason, what they should be doing with the picks Poles has, you know, I don't care what's going to happen to QB, whatever that is, whether it's draft, whether it's keep Fields, whether it's trade that pick and get more picks. The cap space they have tons of ammunition to get more talent on this team, and this team only get better next year. So they need a coach who knows how to use that talent, who knows how to properly head coach a team, who knows how to hire the right guys to be D coordinator and to be offensive coordinator. Getsy sucks. And the D coordinator got fired for being a molesting pervert or whatever the fuck's going on. Eberflus is hiring these guys that they're getting fired for HR issues. They won't say what these, I don't know if they're spying on dudes in the locker room, jerking it. I don't know what they're doing. But they're doing some creepy-ass fucking shit, and those are Eberflus's guys. Get this piece of shit out of Hallis Hall and send him packing. He can go work at Lamb's Farm or wherever the fuck he wants to do, but get the fuck out of here. And let's get this offseason going. Let's get shit together. Because next year is the year. It's enough. Poles gets no more passes. That's it. This is it. You hire your guy as head coach. You do what you want to do at quarterback. Get your guy in there, either your guy's Fields or you draft one of those two guys. And this is it. Next year is your year. You don't get a pass if you get one of those two quarterbacks next year. Next year is you go to the fucking playoffs or you are gone. Kevin Warren needs to fucking show he's got a set of nuts. If Poles doesn't have a successful season next year, if they are not have a winning record and they're not in the playoff hunt next year, then Poles' ass needs to be sent packing too after 24. Let's go. Act like you play with the fucking big boys for once. I mean, Chargers just fired their GM and head coach. Like a lot of these teams, Raiders do that shit. These teams, they don't deal with fucking bullshit. If you're not successful, you're gone. You don't get fucking 6 years to prove yourself. This league is 3 years. As a GM, if you had to rebuild something, 3 years. That's it. If you're unsuccessful in 3 years, and if you continue to lose every season, and you're not in the playoffs, then you're on the job search line. You're putting your fucking LinkedIn profile together, and you're looking for a new gig. Like, fuck you. Enough of this fucking bullshit of just letting guys hang around and have jobs after losing season after losing season. I mean, how are fans and everyone just not fed up with this bullshit? How are the McCaskey family not fed up with this bullshit? I mean, really, they always say after every season, Georgia come out, oh, Virginia's so mad, you know? She's throwing around her diapers. She's really pissed off. Yeah, we hate losing. You know, we love the history of this franchise, and we love it, and we want to win, and whatever. But you just let this losing continue year after year. You don't love the history of this fucking team. That's such a bullshit fucking tale. Because you've done nothing but shit on the history for 30 years. Like, that's all your family has done is shit on the history of your grandfather for 30 fucking years. Your joke. I see people on these Bears Facebook pages. I just saw some dude. He posted a bunch of pictures. I don't know what the guy's name was. On all these Bears Facebook groups after this past game. Or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. No, yeah, it was 2 weeks ago because last game was in Cleveland. Of him and George McCaskey. Like, he's proud to take a picture with George. I'd be proud to take a picture with George if you took a picture with George and you pretended it maybe at first like you were going to your buddy and you were a big fan. And then as they take the pic, you snap it and you give him the bird. And then your buddy flips on his video camera as you give George a piece of your fucking mind and tell him what you think of him and his family and what you think what they've done to this team and how they've shit on the legacy of his grandfather and they're an absolute joke and a laughingstock of this league, that they should be laughed out of everywhere they go. The NFL should pull this team from them and force a sale because of how fucking shitty they are. But no, instead, they'll show Virginia on a broadcast and talk about how she's the matriarch of this team and everybody loves old lady McCaskey. No, they don't. Unless you're an idiot, and there's a lot of idiots. So don't get me wrong. I used to think everybody hated the McCaskeys. They don't. A lot of people post positive shit about her and about George and how they're good people and just bad luck. It's not bad luck. It's they don't know what the fuck they're doing or who they're hiring. Well, they don't make the data to say shit. They don't draft the players. No, they hire the people that draft those players. Well, they source that out to somebody. Well, they're hiring the people they source out to. You can't keep passing the buck. The buck ends with them. They fucking suck. Complete pieces of shit. And I'm over it. Completely over it. So, they play fucking Cardinals this week. Should win. Who knows? Who fucking knows? You know what I mean? Hope Fields has a good game. He had a bunch of fucking drop passes. Bears should have won that game. Mooney sucks. Mooney drops the winning catch. Has the winning catch. Drops it. Oh, well, it was a tip ball. So what? It was in his palm, in his fucking hands. Catch it. That dude has done shit the last couple years. See ya. Gone. Goodbye. You suck. Tanyan. Big pickup from Green Bay. Oh, they're going to have some great two tight end sets. Him and Komet, look out! That dude's done nothing. Dropped an easy touchdown. Perfect ball from Fields. Perfect fucking ball. In stride, down the field. Had his guy beat. Perfect ball, touchdown. Drops it. Fuck you, gone. Done with the fucking stupid shit. God, it's just, it just gets old. Complaining about this team gets old. I love a podcast where all I'm doing is, man, did you see this? Man, did you see that? I mean, D had a decent game, but still lost in the end. So, also played against Joe Flacco, who they picked up off the street a couple years ago. And what's with that fucking creepy elf in the middle of their field? I know I've seen it before, but I thought the Browns had to do with dogs. What does a Brown have to do with an elf? Why do you have a giant, creepy fucking elf in the middle of your field? That's creepy as shit. I don't get it. Lord of the Rings, I don't know what the fuck's going on there. That's creepy shit. It's creepy. Cleveland sucks. So, that's all I got. We'll see what happens with the Cardinals. It is on Christmas Day. Everybody enjoy your Christmases. I'm going to be in the state of Indiana with my in-laws on Christmas, or not on Christmas Day, it's on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, so I don't know if I'm even going to watch the game. I don't know if it's going to be broadcast in the state of Indiana. It's a 3 o'clock game, so I guess it will be. We'll see. I'll be having to sit there, and I'm the only Bears fan that will be there, so I'll be watching that probably maybe solo in a separate room. Don't know what I'm going to be doing, but that pod will be coming out probably extra late with the holidays. But that's kind of been the trend the last few weeks just because this team fucking sucks. So bear down, watch your backs on the streets, keep it fucking real out there, hooligans, and we'll see ya after the holiday.